Addition sickness causes. The heart of our book unpacks 5 friction traps that create friction troubles. Oblivious leaders, addition sickness, broken connections, jargon monoxide, and being fast and frenzied. A chapter is devoted to each. And while we don't have time to explore all 5 in this e-course, I'd like to talk about the addition sickness and broken connections traps and some remedies to the friction troubles they cause. So what is addition sickness? It's the tendency for people and organizations to solve problems by adding things rather than subtracting, often to a fault. Our research uncovered 3 main causes of this malady. First, in the words of the late comedian George Carlin, "My shit is stuff, your stuff is shit." That line explains much about why we humans can't resist adding more and more stuff to our workplaces. Staff, space, gizmos, software, apps, meetings, emails, Slack threads, rules, training sessions, and the latest management fads. You name it, we are wired to see the shit we add as essential stuff and to see the stuff others add as unnecessary shit. Such self-serving biases, as psychologists call them, make it easy for us to justify, even glorify, creating that new form or rule that makes your job easier and everyone else's harder. Using your favorite app to schedule a meeting, even though no one else uses it, hiring just one more person for your team, even though your colleagues think it's too big already, calling that extra meeting about your pet project, even though no one else cares about it, and holding people hostage for an extra 15 minutes to make your last very important point, which only further pisses them off. For a second cause of addition sickness, let's turn to a series of 20 studies by Gabriel Adams and her colleagues. They summed up their findings in a 2021 Nature article, writing that when left unchecked, we humans default to solving problems by adding rather than subtracting complexity. This penchant for addition was seen in tasks including planning a trip, editing others' writing, improving a soup recipe, and building a Lego model. For example, when a university president asked students, faculty, and staff for suggestions about how to improve the place, only 11% of their ideas entailed subtraction. The rest were all addition. Adams and her colleagues suggest that addition bias has an evolutionary basis. Perhaps our ancestors, who squirreled away food, firewood, and such, were more likely to survive and reproduce. A third major driver of addition sickness is that many, perhaps most, organizations provide perverse incentives for addition, rewarding people who add more promotions, prestige, and money. And too many ignore or even punish people who subtract or don't add unnecessary shit. Leaders who start big programs are celebrated, not those who end old, obsolete, and ineffective programs and traditions. Managers who lord over big teams and build bloated bureaucracies get prestigious titles and big raises, even when their ever-expanding army of underdogs just adds more red tape, sapping time and energy from people who do the most work. Even when their ever-expanding army of underlings just adds more tape, which saps time and energy from people who do the most important work. For example, a study of 137 U.S. public universities by economist Robert E. Martin found that in 1987, there was a 1-to-1 ratio of administrators to tenure-track faculty. But by 2008, there were 2 administrators for every tenure-track faculty member. As Martin told the Chronicle for Higher Education, quote, "Those who hold the purse strings have a natural incentive to hire more employees like themselves." Now we've met the causes of addition sickness, but what are the cures?